and Poppy Show.
I am your queen, and those definitely are my poppies.
That's right.
We met in Puerto Vallarta, and it was love at first sight, y'all.
Even though we're far apart, queen and her kingdoms.
New York and PV, baby.
And the poppies on the west.
San Francisco, baby.
We meet up in Puerto Vallarta as much as we can, but in between, we kiki here. Join us every Thursday and catch up on all the antics Queen has gotten herself into and all the latest from our queer bubble by the bay.
Grab a drink and a crown, because royalty is always in the house, baby.
Hey, Queen.
Hey, puppies.
You look tan. Right? You look good.
She was floating.
I miss floating.
We're all going to be floating soon. Countdown. The countdown is happening.
Yes.
It is a countdown. 2 months.
We'll tell you why she's tan and floating. Hello, everyone out there in podcast land. Welcome to another episode of the Queen and Poppy Show. We are talking.
Yes, welcome. Right?
The Queen has formally established another residence in her royal empire of residences. She now has a royal a residence in PV now. So, congratulations, Queen.
Thank you.
She's currently on an
and it's looking good on you.
And she floating. And she tan.
I'm floating. Yeah.
Are you floating with that bottle of tequila behind you?
No.
That looks good.
That's empty now. It's keeping the flowers alive.
Oh, it's empty. Do you still have a bell?
Yeah. I have the bell. It's in the drawer.
What do you do with a bell?
Ring the bell.
For what?
Ring my bell.
For what?
For whatever comes around?
Whatever comes around.
Wow. Yeah. Ring that bell.
What's the name of that brand?
Not
ding-a-ling.
Not ringing the bell for Dick.
She's on her porch. She's on her balcony. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. And, you know.
Like the it's like the ice cream man.
At sunset, you know, all those Mexican workers.
Her tequila brings all the boys to the yard.
You could be famous for that.
Tequila Pacifico Modelo.
There you go. Now you're talking.
I love it. So, well, now cool that time. You're there on being an extended stay, when you go on holiday, you're kind of there. You know what time you have to leave, or you generally know when you're going. But when you're on an extended stay, which sounds like a luxury vacation, you get to chill a lot more. So how does it feel? I mean, we're hashtag jelly, by the way. It's raining here.
I am.
Don't be jelly. You'll be here soon enough. It's good. It is good. I just, I don't feel so, like you said, constricted on time. Like, oh, I got to do this. Go here, go there, go out, promote, or float and float. Like, I could just,
You can float a lot more.
And, I want to do some things. I don't know. I might get a little part-time job.
Nice.
To keep a little busy and stuff like that.
But you get
like
to
that.
Really explore now.
I know people that know people. So, I could,
You can sell some real estate. Because there's some good real estate in Puerto Rico.
I was thinking of that. I was definitely thinking there is some. They put up anything with the spot.
Look, here's a corner. Make it a condo.
No, it's the truth.
And they sell it in advance.
Yep.
They're smart.
It's like, how they say a guy like fuck anything with a hole? Yeah, if there's a hole, they're putting
Does
up
it have a
building.
Picture of Chris in that definition in that dictionary? Yeah.
I hope there's some Mexican men in that picture too.
It's called CJ Builders / Construction Company.
In short, it's called Manhole.
You got that right.
I'm in branding. Come on.
It's good though.
You get to also explore more like a bigger radius of like what else is out there, because we usually just stay kind of in Zona Romantica. So
yeah. So now you could go around and take your time and not say, oh, I'm so constricted. Like, okay, I gotta if I do these two things,
right?
You know what I'm saying? That's it, because I don't want to spend all these days doing things because I want to relax I want to this or I want to that.
That is a fair statement, because I haven't gone outside of Zona Romantica except for the dolphin swim, which is awesome. But mm-hmm. I think next time we go, we got to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fortunately had.
We did also yacht. We yachted.
That's true. That's definitely out.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Yep. We went on a yacht. You brought us on a yacht.
No, that was the Queen of Poppy's yacht trip.
So that's getting out there.
That was good.
I mean, yacht party, not trip, because we ain't going nowhere but around in a circle.
But that was fine.
Big circle.
I was fortunate. I had an experience. This is when I was younger. That a friend of mine that lived there that used to own Apaches. She's no longer. She and her wife went back to Canada. This was many years ago. But she took me on an excursion where she took me all the way past Narragansett, like way way north, where all the super super luxury hotels and stuff are. And we went out there. We had sushi on the beach with this white linen, and you know it was like super super fancy.
Oh.
And then she took me deep into the jungle to visit a friend of hers that owns a restaurant there and had true Mexican food, you know, at this local restaurant place.
Those are the best restaurants.
So I got to experience both sides of the world, you know, there. So that was really, really fun. I'm looking forward to doing that with the Queen.
I would just won't eat the sushi, but I'll sit with linen and wherever fancy.
Right. They had other food, by the way. That's just what we ate.
you can have my sushi. But out in Nairobi, even though we know I'm not a fan of like Busa Fuckerias, but if you go past there, I forgot exactly what the place is, like the town, but somebody close to me was telling me when he was talking about real estate, he was like, Marissa, there's a house, like I think the Walmart family or somebody. They bought a house for like $25 million. I need that. Okay. I need to be that person.
I like how the Queen thinks.
One house right? set for the year.
You can buy a gold chain.
And more crowds. More crowds. There's never enough crowds.
And more than that.
A $25 million house for the crowns.
I have a real nice display case then.
Period.
In that
order.
So you're going to have enough money for all sort of crowns for Bella and Bentley.
Yes, you got company.
You know, I'm going to get them personalized crowns.
They are going to be the dogs.
I think they should have like rhinestone or jeweled chokers. Like they should just be bejeweled.
Don't play with me. You already know. Like,
yeah.
Are they on the way?
If I could get Bella's ears pierced,
oh my god, that would be
so
cute. So first, we have to explain who the hell we're talking about. Bella and Bentley are your dogs, the royal dogs,
aka the royal.
We call them aka the ponies. They are two American Akitas. So you can imagine try to imagine. Normally in Mexico, you have hella Chihuahuas running around. It's hot as hell, and then you've got these giant American Akitas coming around the corner with the Queen and her tiara, like coming down with it.
Hey, she's the Queen. They're not corgis anymore.
I understand, though, that they become celebrities Akitas in their own right because they kind of stand out.
They are. Oh my gosh. I get stopped. I do more stopping than anything. Like, it's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, can I pet them? Oh, can I this? Oh, can I that? Oh, that's all we get. That's anything. They were even at Blondie's. They were sitting outside of Blondie's and everybody was just walking past. Even the other dogs were looking like, what the fuck is that?
Do they have massive dog slushies at Blondie's?
No, they have this little fucking water bowl like that Bentley nose barely fits in it. And the two of them are trying to drink out of it. And I'm like, it got to be one at a time. And everybody laughs because literally his nose is the circumference of the inside of the
because
bowl.
All the dogs are
okay,
little.
Okay, I know what we're going to do.
I
know what to do. Our sponsor, Glitterworthy Store, is going to be launching a pet line. So I think we should ask them to sponsor some big bowls for Bella and Bentley. Yeah.
Personalized.
With crowns on them. Exactly. Yes.
But every time they walk, I agree. Because then I'm going to have one. I'm going to have one at Blondie's right outside because Bentley knows. He walks past there, he goes right for the bowl. He taste tests everybody's bowl on the block.
And Blondie's, of course, has the best water.
Of course.
Blondie's does. Yeah.
So we're gonna get a saddle, right? And we're going to put little Bella, their cousin,
Oh, that's right, because there's a neighbor's dog that has
that's cute.
No, Uncle, yeah, Uncle the, Harvey.
Next door. Yeah, the, upstairs.
Well, the neighbor, yeah, make yeah. some money. Make some money. Charge people a couple pesos for that.
I said this yesterday. This guy was literally just standing there, and he's taking pictures. I said, so you just going to take pictures of my dogs and me and not even ask me anything? He was like, yeah. I said, hey. I don't know. You might be a weirdo.
Right? Would he get...
So you might as well make some money off of it, right?
You know.
Yeah.
Well, you could be like the showgirls in Vegas. Yeah. So bring this showgirl thing to
Puerto Rico. So we'll just get a little vest that says, you know, 20 pesos a photo. We'll put it on Bentley.
Exactly.
So they can stick the money in there. And we're going to have Bella as the keeper because she ain't going to let nobody go near it.
That's true.
Well, what... I would make Bella the tip keeper so people could tip Bella and then Bentley could be the money guy.
Well, you should flip the script there because Bentley will let you...
Yeah, either way.
Bentley goes to everybody. It's like okay. He goes everywhere. And Bella sits there
so
like...
So he's the tip guy. Yeah, flip it.
Because he goes and he's the mayor. And Bella just sits there like...
And you know what else you could do? You could rent them out at nightclubs, like at Garbo, for instance. And instead of a person going around, Bentley could go around with the tip thing.
Bentley, not Bella.
Right, Bentley.
Bella be sitting in the corner with me.
But like, I said Bella. I meant Bentley.
No. I'm saying you're right, Bentley, because Bella would not.
And we could dress him up with a little bow tie.
They would eat Bentley that would shit eat up. That up.
Yeah.
He might pee on somebody's leg, though.
Well,
better than Bella. Bella would chew off somebody's leg, so I think, you know, she'd end up in the paper. We don't need that.
Any of us could pee on somebody's leg, too, so you never know.
I'm telling you. I've seen people pee on the seats, okay? Not,
right.
You know, not on purpose, but, you know, people have accidents.
Now, how do you accidentally
pee? Well, it is Garbo. It is Garbo. It's for the upper elderly
set. We had to go there. Okay.
Don't smear because we'll be there soon enough.
It's an elegant place, by the way.
Diapers and martini.
Don't start that shit, okay?
They're not going to let you in. There's going to be a picture of you with an X.
Right? Oh, right? Uh-oh. No.
No, that would be a good idea. I'm going to tell Herman. We're going to make Bentley work. We're going to put... he would literally just like trot around the whole place in everybody's face because he's so freaking big. People be sitting in chairs. His face would be in their face and he'd be like, give me a tip. He'd give me a paw, that big ass paw. Wham! Wham!
They're so cute. I miss them so much and I cannot wait to see them.
They're super cute.
They're just big love muffins.
They'd also be a good like armrest.
Oh, because they're hella big. Just like
during the show.
Listen, they're a good arm workout. Okay, I'm about to be buff.
You gotta be strong, like the queen, to walk that thing.
It could actually be like a good little thing to write up in the travel guides too. When you're at Garbo on Thursday night, make sure that you see Bella and Bentley the dogs, and then maybe they can play our episode.
Maybe
maybe like early
into one of the acts.
Well, they don't have a TV in Garbo, so they won't be able to play it. But
maybe we can get them to sing or do something in one of the acts.
Yeah, right?
Something. We'll figure it out.
Javier says, Sandy was like, you bringing them? Like, you're bringing them here for me to see. I need to see them.
Did she really?
See them.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. Oh, she loves dogs. She's a dog person.
I know what we can do. We can get a projector. We'll project it up on the wall. Yeah. No, it's easy. You can project it up on the wall. People can see it.
We can, like, roll up a sheet and drop it in front of the
camera. I'm going to have to, like, text someone. By the way.
You turned that shit into a movie studio.
Just so be aware.
Know. Not a piano bar. It's movie
time. There's usually that kind of dead time between 8 and... We could do it from 8:15 to 8:45, and then the live music comes on. And then Bentley goes around and collects tips all night. It would be good.
I think he'd make money.
He will. Let's just try it for Thursday nights.
That could pay for part of their dog food.
Right, that I cook exactly.
Every fucking day.
It's a good idea.
All it's right, free. Brainstorm. It's all about making money, honey. And helping the people.
Right, and the dogs.
Keep track. If you're not already doing it, keep track of our socials because we will have pictures of the ponies there and all that stuff.
Yes.
You promise?
Oh, they went to the groomer. She took pictures. She posted them on Facebook. They made Facebook.
Fantastic. Oh, nice. Nice. They made Facebook.
So you can go to queenofpoppies.com.
We should get them their own little feed.
Well, yeah, but they can go now they can go to our feed. So go to queenofpoppies.com or you can also go to TikTok and Instagram @queenofpoppies. Hey everyone, we want to take a quick sec to say a big thank you to the Glitterworthy Store for sponsoring our show. The Glitterworthy Store is more than the go-to hotspot for fabulous apparel and home goods for all us LGBTQ plus peeps. It's also the store that gives back. 20% of all proceeds from U.S. sales goes back to the LGBTQ plus community. They donate to nonprofits and even directly to local artists. Go to glitterworthystore.com and use promo code QANPMAKES3. That's all caps. QANDPMAKES and the number 3, and you'll get 20% off your first purchase. You can also get a link to the store and that promo code at queenandpoppies.com. Glitterworthy Store. Live your sparkle. So back in the day, we used to produce this show, CJ and I, called G News. And we had this segment that we would do every week called Crush of the Week. And the reason I bring this up, because the person that we're going to talk about right now is the perfect candidate for this kind of a segment. And we're talking about Ricky Martin. I mean, I melt when I need to say his
AKA.
Name.
A.K.A. Yeah.
Zaddy!
Zaddy.
That's what a capital Z.
And he has aged very well. He looks hot.
He looks good.
I mean, he's always good. Even I like from Menudo, he was the cutest little thing. Yeah.
Oh, so cute. Oh my God. Before he was like officially gay.
We didn't want to talk about it. We don't know it or don't want to announce it.
But I mean, he wasn't officially, he wouldn't talk about it publicly.
Understandably. That whole Living La Vida Loca, he was in the closet.
Right. And then the famous Barbara Walters interview where she asked him point blank.
You gotta leave it to Barbara Wawa. She gets it.
Why?
Says you're a willow tree and makes you cry. She's the queen of that, right?
She's good.
She'll be like this. We're her feet now. Let me ask you this, Ricky Martin. Are you gay? Are you a homosexual?
Yes, Barbara, I am.
I guess so, because that thumb right there. I want you to put the thumb down. The pen and the thumb. Put it down.
He would not answer her, but he came out later officially.
Yeah, but she was the boss.
And now he's single.
Is he really?
Yeah. Now remember they get divorced.
I know he still has the
very
his
public
kids.
Divorce.
Obviously, he still has his kids.
But... Yeah, they have kids, but he's technically a free man.
That changes the complexion of things greatly.
I fell in love with him again when he played that character on the assassination of Gianni Versace.
He played
his boyfriend.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, he looked
good. And he did a really good job, too.
Yes. He had a beard. No, he was very good in that.
He played the hell
out
of
that. Well,
he's
doing a good job again because he's in a new series on Apple Plus called Palm Royale. We'll put a link to the trailer up on our website and on our socials and stuff. If you haven't already seen the trailer or started watching the show, because it's already streaming.
You have to see it.
Kristen Wiig, Laura Dern, Allison Jenny, Jordan Bridges, Carol Burnett, and of course Ricky Martin. That's just
shout out to
few.
That.
Exactly.
So many more. So many.
Carol.
It's like an A-list of all these different stars. Oh, it's got Mindy Cohn. Do you remember Mindy Cohn from Facts of Life? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's got her.
She's good.
Damn, they bring it 88 back.
Yes.
Well, and it's 69.
Well, 1969, but
or 68.
88 and 69. You
know, 69.
It also
Whatever.
Has Laura Dern's. It has
One
Laura
of
Dern's
those.
Dad. Bruce Dern is even in it with her.
Yeah. Bruce Dern. Bruce Dern.
It's a who's who. It's really amazing. And yeah, so it's just to give some context, it's about an ambitious woman that schemes to secure her seat. And that woman is Kristen Wiig. To secure her seat at America's most exclusive table, the Palm Beach High Society, circa 1969, and the place is Palm Royale. Hey, it's awesome. And what a cool era, because everything's just so, like...
Right? 1969, I wasn't here,
That's when I was born.
Celso was around.
Well, at the end of it.
Conceived.
In December. So, just before it, we left 69, I entered the scene, but...
Right. But Ricky's like a main character in it. Ricky plays like he's the kind of butler waiter that knows everybody,
he's
everybody's
like Carol
secrets,
Burnett's
and it's good
boy toy thing,
right? Boy toy doctor toy.
He could have been a pool.
That's
boy,
kind of, yeah. He's sort of in that vein. He's like in anything she needs. Boy.
He's a general servant. Whatever has to happen, yeah. He does it.
I should have lent him my bell.
You,
and he could have gave it to people and been like, if you need me.
Ding dong. I mean, ding dong.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Chris would have been like, bam, 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 bam.
That shit would be broken. I can tell you that.
He'd be like, I need a new bell. Can I get a new bell?
I'd be a couple bells in.
A couple bells short.
You need a cowbell. You need a sturdy cowbell. Or you know a those triangles with the things.
Come and get ding, it.
I'm more of a bull bell kind of guy.
For the love.
Bull balls kind of guy. Yeah.
Bull bells. We fucking talking about bell.
Bull bell.
You said cow. I'm more of a bull guy. Not a cow.
Okay, well, a bull bell.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like the Liberty Bell.
Thank you for... Well, I'm always open.
Does it have a crack in it?
Well, you know it's going to have a crack in it.
Most likely. That's a classic. Well,
if he's ringing it for Ricky, it's going to have a crack in it.
You can hear it in space, that bell. So it was making me think. I like to compare, you know, those kinds of movies, those kinds of things of like, imagine what it would be like today. So, of course, I went to like, the Manzanar pool, which is the only thing I could equate to, like, you know, the Royale Society. And I was like, ooh, did that shit happen at Manzanar? And it kind of do.
P-Boy Royale!
You're making me cry. I'm inside laughing, I'm not outside laughing.
It's okay. Just let it out.
The shit that goes on.
Oh, yeah, at Manzanar? Ooh.
Like what?
Oh, the queen has like what? So what, many stories of the Manzanar pool.
We need a whole episode just for that.
I must have not heard some of these stories.
The things that have happened at that pool.
I don't know the latest one.
We could do a whole show.
When the pool got shut down?
Because of the...
By
the,
why?
They were having sex in the pool?
The upstairs, in the upper room. They went to the upper room.
The upper
and
room.
I saw it before it got taken
down. You know the pool that cantilever's over the main pool? And you can...
And it's clear.
Oh, no. Okay, I did hear about that. There's like a little like 2 to 3 person pool where...
No.
It's the
same
size
as the one on the 7th floor. Just for everybody out there that's listening and hasn't been to Manzanar. There's a beach pool. It's the Manzanar Beach Club. And it's the sort of the club and pool restaurant that's part of the Almar Resort. And in the main pool that's on the beach, there's an upstairs, sort of an upstairs section with a part that cantilevers over the main pool, and it has a clear pool. So you can see through it. So you can just see people's from their nipples down swimming.
It's like a 45 degree angle part of the pool.
Right. So anyway, there was men having enjoyment with each other.
Just full-on anal in the pool while everyone's watching.
In the pool. And people are standing next to them just
having a cocktail, having a kiki, not knowing or knowing or not caring or not knowing. I don't know, but that this was all happening.
I saw it.
And of course, the queen was there.
I could fat that bitch.
You should be writing a society column. You should just be like...
I should.
You should.
Today at Manzanar.
Yeah. a steamy, what is this? I don't know. Steamy. We got to come up with a good headliner for that one. Because between industry, Manzanar, and a couple of other places, oh, child.
Analtastic on Manzanar's roof. They were not shy, let me tell you.
Fuck page 6 out this bitch.
They should. They closed that thing down. They had to, like, you know.
It was closed for a while. Well, that particular part of the pool was closed for a while, and they got fined.
That costs a lot of money to shut that down because that thing churns, that whole little business, that little operation.
Well, they lucky they had other pools because they would have been up, what is it? Up Schitt's Creek.
Out of paddle,
Schitt's Creek. Analtastic.
You see how I put that in there?
Yes.
See what I did? Yeah.
Thanks for joining the party. Special thanks to our sponsor, The Glitterworthy Store, who encourages everyone to live your sparkle. Go to glitterworthystore.com and use promo code QNPMakes3 and get 20% off your first purchase. And to Riverside FM for this awesome platform. If you're thinking of starting your own podcast, get your sponsor link at queenandpoppies.com and podcast like a pro. We hope you join us next week for the Queen and Poppies every Thursday at 4:20 PV time.